Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Here I was. I'm asking you to go and help plant the flags, and I realized, oh, no, we did that today. What I meant to say, and I'm totally off base, I apologize, was go down there, especially on Independence Day, starting in the morning. Okay, so just as we have that, I think we've actually got some photos we'll probably try and get up. I would tell you it's a senior moment, but I'm not technically senior in any respect. Maybe senior to someone, but that's about it. So Virginia War Memorial, great place to spend some time any day of the year, but especially, I would say, on Independence Day. Okay, all of that being said, I will remind you, it's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, and it is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. If today is Friday, then that means tomorrow is Saturday. And Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere on God's green earth. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Friday afternoons, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski himself, joins us to give us a sneak peek of what he might be talking about. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz, the one and only. Good afternoon, Jeff. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing great. Are you kidding me? It's a lovely day. I am upright, and my executive producer, Pixie the Wonder Dog, she's working hard. I mean, she's snoozing, but for her, that's work.
Well, I mean, you know, Germ better be careful. You know, she's watching your every move, Germ.
That's true.
Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're pushing the right buttons, and make sure you don't touch her treats. I did that one time, and I almost lost a fingernail. Like, she almost took my fingernail off. So just be very careful.
Yeah, so, people need to understand, she's there's no teeth. There's a lot of gums, a lot of bark. But yeah.
Oh, I've seen a tooth or so hanging. Something was in there. So fearful, very, 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 very dangerous dog that Jeff has, guys. So be careful if you're ever around. In the garage, man, it's almost 4th of July. We're coming to the end of June, winding down. Hope everybody's having a great summer. You know, it seems like summer starts. You blink your eyes and July 4th comes and summer's over. That's what it feels like a lot of times. So make sure you're enjoying yourself. I mean, when you talk about these events, Jeff, and I literally saw all these flags getting put down in the ground by like 1,000 people in my brain and how awesome it was. I actually hung another flag up at our house today. It didn't actually have any flagpoles on it, but it does now.
Okay.
With pride. You know, with pride and very thankful for the nation that we live in and all those that died and all the things we accomplished together. We have not been a perfect nation by far, but we are the best in the world, if you ask me, for freedom and for what we represent. So, so happy to be part of that. So happy to be in Virginia, knowing people like you, the people that you and I get to do things with in our community. So big things this summer for us. As hot as it's been, you know that Meg and I, right from the beginning of this year, we've had so many people that have AC issues every year, and AC stuff can be expensive. So we're just trying to give you peace of mind. You do not have to go by Uncle Rick's. You don't have to call the local mechanic on the phone, who's probably 2 months out anyway, you know, to pull their van up in your yard, a mobile mechanic. I'm not saying anything wrong about them, but we have free AC checks all summer long, arts and certified. We do ask you to make an appointment, though. If we didn't, that's all we would be doing, and we wouldn't be able to fix the cars when they break. So certified auto repair and arts, you have a free AC check. We will bring it in and get you a general idea of what's going on with it. Usually it ends up being a very small leak or something. Hopefully we can see pretty quick and get you on your way. And just so it's not super expensive when we're covering, you know, the beginning of the checkout for you. So it's a pretty good deal to try to give back when it's been this hot, right? And then just remember tonight as it rains, as these summertime storms come, please remember the first couple hours of these storms, the roads are extremely slippery. Just think of it, you know, like the beginning of an ice or freezing, they can get very slippery the first couple hours of rain. So just keep that in mind.
Hey, when we talk about the rain, let's talk about that for a second. I know we've chatted a little bit about windshield wiper blades, and we always get an idea. Most of us think, okay, well, I got to get the oil change. I know it's every 5,000 miles, and I know to look at the tires. I mean, how much tread is on there, the old penny trick and the rest of it. Is there a good trick or just like a bookmark for those of us thinking, I got to stay on top of the wipers? Anything in particular?
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, you know, we have our about every 15,000 miles for your cabin air filter, for your engine filter. If you're bringing it to either one of our shops, they're getting checked every time you come in for an oil change. Okay. Within reason. I mean, some of these cabin air filters you've got to go through, and then we'll tell you about every 15,000 miles. I mean, you've got to go underneath the dash and pull a lot apart on some of them. Those we're not going to pull apart every time. You don't have time during your oil change, and it's not normally necessary. But in Virginia, you know, cabin air filters, same thing with wipers. We have a certain amount of time in Virginia, which is seasonal.
Yeah.
Most any set of wipers these days will last you at least a year. If you want to look into something better like a Beam style, like a Bosch Icon, you hear me talk about, mm-hmm. those wipers could cost two or three times more, but they will wipe two or three times better, and they will last two or three times longer. So the rule of thumb is if it's streaking and not looking good, you can also wipe those things down. One of the tricks is you could take either windshield spray like a Windex and put it on a cloth and actually wipe, and you'll see the dirt come off. The other thing you can do is you could take an alcohol swab or an alcohol, I don't really like the swabs, maybe an alcohol wipe, and you can actually wipe it with those as well. And it will actually, believe it or not, restore the rubber for a short period of time if you're having issues, right? So if you're having issues, though, there's no real fix for it except for to replace those wipers, right? So just keep that in mind. We do check them in Virginia as a state inspection for each year, but they don't have to wipe completely clean, believe it or not, to pass. Wow. They just can't be ripped or torn, take what you will with it. Everybody who does, including any state police troopers that are listening, if you know the book is about 20 years past being redone, it's not to put shame out there.
Yeah.
I think they're working on it, but you know, we're well overdue for a new book, and some of this stuff can be updated to where if it's not wiping right, to me, it's not very safe. So, but we still will recommend these things, and we will continue, you know, to help you along your way every time you come through there. So wipers, it's not like a certain mileage. It's more of a time frame, Jeff, and some of them do last longer than others, depending on which are you getting a premium one or not, right? The regular basic wipers still usually last a year or more.
Okay. What about stuff like Rain-X? Is that, you know, I'm out of the store, or maybe I pop into Advance Auto Parts or something like that. I need something. And there's always a big display, a special windshield wiper fluid and Rain-X. Any of that stuff really something I need to be aware of or not?
Great question. I absolutely have always been a big fan of Rain-X since the day it came out. The first time I did a windshield and it beat it up like I waxed my car and I could see out the windshield. That was before, in my opinion, they ever had really premium wiper blades.
Okay.
But it changed my life. It changed my life, right? And it really does make a big difference. So when I get, including my father-in-law, Dennis, he loves using the Rain-X washer fluid. It's more expensive. But for him, it puts a coating on there that keeps those wipers, you know, doing better for a lot longer. They have a lot of different conditioners and things in it that help the wipers, believe it or not, when the water hits it. So the least resistance on a wiper, the less wear you're going to get, right? So if there's less resistance, there's less wear, and that's kind of what Rain-X does. It puts a protective surface on your glass. It also keeps it from pitting and causing damage over time. So yes, 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 and yes. They've always worked.
Okay.
In my opinion, they've always been worth the money.
Okay, excellent. Stan Andruski is joining us. Yes, he is my brother from another mother, but more importantly, he is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. About this AC check, because again, the last thing anybody wants when we've got 100-degree temperatures this past week, I'm looking forward next week, Stan, we're back up into the 90s. In fact, even starting tomorrow, we're back up into the 90s. Last thing you want is that AC just going sideways. So when the folks at ARTS or at Certified are doing that free test, that free inspection, is it about the pressure? Because I learned it from you, that air conditioning is actually like a dehumidifier, right? That's the whole point of it. You take some of that stuff out of the air, but that pressure has to be right, or man, forget about it.
Yeah, and the pressures will not be right. So yes, we do bring it in. We do a temperature check at the dashboard.
Okay.
Because a lot of people come in, believe it or not, when it's 110 degrees, in their car, the pressures and everything are right. It just is not able to keep up when temperatures start getting that hot. And I say 110 because, you know, we're always like, oh, heat index, whatever. We grew up here. We're, you know, but heat index really does matter because it's the inability of your body or an AC system to get the moisture, to wick the moisture away. So that's all it is about removing moisture from the air. And when you can't do that, we see a lot of times when they come in there and the pressures are right. I will tell you, usually, though, they can get another 4 or 5 degrees just by hitting the recirculating button, right? The recirculation button, the little U, will get you a lot better. It'll recycle most of the internal air, so it's not pulling from the outside the whole time, and it can get much, much cooler. Now, with that recirculating button, a lot of vehicles, if you hit the defrost, they'll take that off. But if you try to put your defrost on and the recirculate, you can get some pretty bad fog. It won't get away. It won't remove it, right? It can't get it out of the car. So just keep that in mind. But yes, Jeff, very good question. We'll check the temperatures on the dash. We'll bring it in. We'll look for any visible leaks. We'll make sure both fans are working. We will hook up our AC gauges to it or a machine, and we will see what the pressures are doing, see if it's something electric or something more like a leak, and give you an idea of where you need to go forward for the repair. Okay. And I think that's just a big deal. I think it takes it really does take away from the diagnostic time that you get charged for, because part of that's the diagnostic service. But you're not going to have to pay that with us unless we have to go deeper than the basics, right? You're getting an idea without even having to pay any of the diagnosis.
Perfect. I love that. And I do have to tell you, I took a photo of your newest service advisor out front, texted it over to Heidi, and she is convinced that this young kid, Trevor something or other, he should be out there all the time. She just thinks he's pretty good. Seems like a pretty good kid to her.
Yeah, Trevor graduated, you know, from Radford, and we're super proud of him. And, you know, he's over there taking sales fix classes right now. Every night he's coming home and watching Aaron Stokes from Sales Fix, from Sales Fix Academy, and learning what he needs to make sure he's taking care of the customers correctly, and really starting to learn how to, you know, he's right beside Robbie, the Ford guy, my manager for both stores, and he's just following around learning. He did do business management, and, you know, the thing about Trevor that you'll see if you do come to the stores and you happen to see him is he 100% is a very lovable person. I mean, people come back to see Trevor. I'm just like, what about me? I'm chopped liver. They don't care anymore. Where's Trevor? Where's Trevor? So thank you for that. It's very exciting to be able to have your son involved in the business, and just, as you can imagine, we're super proud of him. And so, when you come to the front, you're getting professionals. I mean, there's professionals in the back, professionals in the front. And so all the shop owners that are out there listening, you can have the best of the best. You can pay them well. You can have the best prices in town at the same time, the best warranties. You can do it. It's hard work, but you can do all of it. And you can make a little bit of profit and make some money in the business like you're supposed to do. All of that you can have, but you have to run it to a T. And that's what we've learned over the last few years. You really have to run it with your heart and your soul. And it's been a big blessing. So, Jeff, yes, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning Trevor. I think he's got to get by and say hello soon.
Excellent. He is a good, good kid. All right, Stan, my friend, my brother, I will see you tomorrow morning in the garage. That is Stan Andruski in the garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow morning at 8. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.